Professor and News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Former President Donald Trump was allowed to speak in court near the end of his civil fraud trial, but the judge cut him off after Trump said the trial was a fraud against him.
This is a political witch hunt, the likes of which nobody's ever seen before. They owe me damages.
The former president and New York business mogul spoke outside the courtroom after he was cut off by the judge while speaking inside. He said he was an innocent man being persecuted by the attorney general, something he repeated to reporters outside. Judge Arthur Engoron's already determined Trump's company fraudulently inflated its numbers and will be deciding the amount of penalties. Trump's defense is that outside companies prepared his financial statements and they're responsible for any discrepancies. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Democrat in Congress is urging President Biden's defense secretary to resign. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Representative Chris DeLuzio of Pennsylvania is the first Democrat to call for Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's resignation. The Pentagon chief is under fire for keeping his cancer diagnosis, surgery, and hospitalization a secret from the White House. DeLuzio, who sits on the House Armed Services Committee, wrote on social media that he has lost trust in Austin's leadership due to the lack of transparency. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Federal officials are investigating Boeing's oversight of production of a panel that blew off a jetliner in mid-flight last week. The Federal Aviation Administration said Thursday the investigation is focusing on door plugs like the ones that came off an Alaska Airlines Boeing jetliner over Oregon. The FAA says Boeing's manufacturing practices need to meet high safety standards. On Wall Street, the Dow by 15 points, the NASDAQ rose a fraction. This is SRN News. The Biden administration kills a Trump-era pro-life rule.
The 2019 policy pulled federal funding from any healthcare facility that did not allow doctors and nurses to opt out of performing abortions or sex change operations because of their religious beliefs. The Department of Health and Human Services states that those kinds of procedures represent, quote, emergency operations that all Americans have a right to. Pro-life and pro-family advocates say Congress needs to take action. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Repairs will take months and cost millions at Ukraine's historic Transfiguration Cathedral. The massive Orthodox church was hit by Russian airstrikes last year. Clergymen say the destruction is intensive, leaving the building with only half a roof. Efforts to put out fires left significant water damage as well. The cathedral belongs to the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, which has been accused of links to Russia. This is SRN News. Inflation edged up last month.
Higher rents and food prices boosted overall inflation in December. It's a sign that the Federal Reserve's drive to slow inflation to its 2% target will likely remain a bumpy one. The Labor Department's report showed that overall prices rose 0.3% from November and just under 3.5% from a year ago. If you leave out volatile food and energy costs, the so-called core prices rose just 0.3% month over month, unchanged from November's increase. Economists pay more attention to core prices because they're seen as a better guide to the likely path of inflation. I'm Shelley Adler.
Nearly a dozen new Bitcoin funds began trading in U.S. markets for the first time Thursday, providing increased access to the cryptocurrency for everyday investors. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.